A proposed wind farm for the Strathcona Regional District is one of 9 renewable energy projects that received the green light earlier this week. But to get the projects running as quickly as possible, the province announced it is waiving environmental assessments, EA. Energy and Climate Solutions Minister Adrian Dix announced the exemption at a December 9 press conference. He confirmed the wind power projects, which will be co-owned by First Nations, will receive 30-year production contracts with BC Hydro. "We need these new energy generation projects urgently to meet growing demand for power and accelerate our efforts to build a prosperous and inclusive clean economy," Dix said. "We're going to work together with BC Hydro, First Nations and proponents to get these projects built quickly, responsibly and efficiently, and get those turbines spinning." Called the Brewster Wind Project, the plan outlines a capacity of up to 200 megawatts with approximately 30 wind turbines. According to current provincial regulations, wind projects exceeding 50 megawatts or with more than 15 turbines require an EA. Megan Hunter, with Capstone Infrastructure, the Toronto-based company that pitched the project, said they were surprised to learn of the EA exemption. But she said it is too early to discuss changes in the construction timeline. "BC has strong environmental protections, and we plan to complete robust consultation and engagement with Indigenous groups and the local community, as their input will improve the project," Hunter wrote in an email. "Wildlife, environmental, noise, and cultural impact studies will still be undertaken." In an email, Chief Chris Roberts of Wei Wai Kum First Nation, which is partnering with Capstone, said the nation is dedicated to sustainable development and fulfilling its role as stewards of their territory. He said he is confident in Capstone as a seasoned developer, owner, and operator of renewable energy facilities. "We understand there is an enhanced permitting process being developed that will reduce duplication and inefficiencies that exist in the current EA process," Roberts wrote. "Our goal is always to minimize and mitigate potential negative impacts on wildlife and the environment regardless of the permitting process." The province also claimed it remains committed to robust environmental standards in a December 9 media release. It has developed a one-window permitting approach to provide an efficient regulatory process, it says. Removing environmental assessment, surprising. Wind farms are a popular renewable energy source, says UBC Professor Emeritus Michael Healy, but they come with certain challenges. Some of these include the potential to harm birds, a significant land footprint, and noise concerns. "I personally don't think it is a good idea to begin any large industrial project without a thorough environmental analysis, regardless of who is involved," Healy wrote in an email. Saying that because First Nations are involved means environmental issues will be fully taken into account is bogus. The government typically sweetens the pot for elected Indigenous governments to get them to accept projects they would probably otherwise reject, he said. Dissatisfaction with the EA process among First Nations in BC has been growing for years. A large portion of EA litigation in the province has been brought by First Nations. The issues encompass concerns shared by the wider public, such as strategic planning and land use, assessment procedures and methodologies, as well as the criteria for decision-making, according to a 2010 report by UVic's Environmental Law Center. Read more. Wind blows in answer to BC Hydro's first call for power in 15 years. Read also, 30-turbine wind farm pitched for northwest of Campbell River. Tosas Mayor Martin Davis, a regional district director and cave researcher, called the decision to exempt the EAs surprising. He said some kind of assessment will be required and makes sense from an economic standpoint. When the wind project was pitched late in the summer, Davis said it would be important to contact caving and paleontology experts to access the area. He pointed out some of the ridges in the area have limestone, which would need to be avoided to ensure the turbines remain stable. "Looking at it purely economically, if they were to put wind turbines up on limestone, the whole thing could come crashing down," Davis told the Mirror. Davis added that if there are caves in the area, they could easily be critical habitats for bats.